Hello and welcome to Inside the NYPD, the official podcast of the New York City Police Department, broadcasting from police headquarters in Lower Manhattan to our listeners around the world. In this edition, recommendations for participants in the Peace March scheduled for Saturday, April 29th. A map of the route can be found on the NYPD website, www.nyc.gov/NYPD. United for Peace and Justice has been issued a permit for a march and demonstration this Saturday, April 29th. Participants who want to be near the front of the march should arrive early and approach Broadway from crosstown streets between 17th and 22nd Streets, with 17th Street reserved for the disabled. The march is scheduled to step off on Broadway at Union Square at noon, Saturday, and proceed south on Union Square, east into Broadway, and on to Worth Street, where the march will turn east to Foley Square. In addition to closing the main march route to vehicular traffic, the department will close the side streets between 17th Street and 22nd Street, between Park Avenue South and 7th Avenue. These side streets will be reserved as feeder lines into the main march down Broadway. The best bet is to enter Broadway from these feeder streets. Another best bet, to avoid congestion at the 14th Street subway stops, go to the 23rd Street subway stations or subway stations further north and access the feeder streets from there. Charter buses will drop participants on the west side of 7th Avenue between 18th and 22nd Streets. Once emptied of passengers, the charter buses will proceed to the pickup locations near the march's terminus. After the march, returning passengers will find their charter buses parked on both sides of Church Street, between Worth Street and White Street, and the east side of 6th Avenue between Church Street and Canal Street. Reminder, signs may be carried on cardboard poles, but no wood or metal is permitted. Thank you for listening to the New York City Police Department podcast. For Inside the NYPD, I'm Jesse Peterman.